one verse of the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse number 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7. Reading from the New King James Version. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And we're going to stop right there. Thank you. You may be seated. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. A challenge to hear. A challenge to hear. Amen. This is a familiar clause. It's a familiar clause, a familiar passage of scripture that says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. It's a familiar clause. And if you read that entire chapter, it deals with the seven churches, amen. And the seven churches, there was a promise that Jesus made to each one of those churches. And the first three, the promise comes after he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. And then after that, he gave a promise. And the last four came before he says, he that has an ear. Right before that, he gave him a promise, and then he said, he who has an ear, let them hear. Amen. These clauses precedes the promise in the first three and succeeds the promise in the last four. But the promises are enclosed on both sides with the thought of urging the deepest attention to the most important thing that God is trying to get us to understand. He said there are some shortcomings. There's some things you need to understand. There's some things you're going through. There's some things you're lacking. There's some things you are not doing, church. And then he went on to tell them what it was. And then he said there's a promise to those who overcome. There's a promise to those who hear the word. He who has an ear and let him hear. He who has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. Now, it's not that we don't have ears. It's not that we don't have ears. It's that we don't use them. Come on, somebody. It's not enough to have ears. You got to use them. Amen. 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 All right. I'm just going to say it like this. A lot of y'all have ears, but you don't use them. It never seems to amaze me. I'll stand up here and I'll go through a whole soliloquy of things and just talk about this and talk about that. We'll announce this and announce that. And then no sooner as I walk down, Pastor, did anybody mention? We got to use them. We got to use them. We got to use them. We got to pay attention. We got to open up our ears. Amen. God wants us to have a hearing ear. You need to have a hearing ear. Amen. We need to have hearing ears, hearing ears, hearing ears. Amen. The scripture teaches us that God's voice is the first and foremost voice we should listen to. Are you listening to God? We must listen to God. We must hear his voice. Anybody know, somebody ought to know that God still speaks. God speaks to us, amen. And his still small voice is there if we are to listen. I wish I had somebody. We got to listen to what God is telling us. Listen to what God is telling us. Deuteronomy says in verse 6 and 4, Deuteronomy says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. See, Moses gave this great commandment to listen to God. He said, listen, listen, listen. You got to listen to God. He's the only one you ought to be listening to. Some ought to know that we listen to a lot of things. There's a lot of things that bombard our auditory nerves, and we listen to a lot of things, amen. But the one thing you ought to be listening to more than others is the voice of God. Somebody said, well, I can't hear. Maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're just not listening. Proverbs 8:34 says, blessed is the man who listens to me. All right. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Listens to me. Amen. We got to listen to God. Solomon let us know that wisdom begins with the listening to God. Listen to God, listen to God. And Jesus said, he who has an ear, let him hear. Stresses the continuous activity of the Spirit to call for attention to the word of God. You got to listen. You got to listen. Got to listen. Are you with me? See, what the phrase is really telling us is to pay attention. Tell somebody, pay attention. And I know you've heard that word, pay attention, sometimes, amen. As we've grown up in our youthfulness, amen, there's been many times when someone had to remind us and bring us back. Hey, pay attention. Amen. I'm not just talking about those in their youth, amen, but I'm talking about those who are call themselves mature sometimes. Folks need to bring you back, say, hey, pay attention, come on. You ever had a conversation with somebody and you're the only one having the conversation? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, and you'll test them. Did you hear what I said? Amen. And they can't repeat what you said. They'll try. They'll try. Well, you said, but I know it has something to do with, well, I'm not gonna say it verbatim because I don't, those are your words, but I would. You gotta pay attention, you gotta listen. And the Bible's telling us, pay attention. He who has an ear, let him hear. It's an expression of, and it is also a personal challenge. It's a personal challenge. Now I know we get busy, we get bombarded with things on every side, so many things are going on, we don't always listen. Let me just say me. Because I know y'all hear everything. Some of y'all hear too much. Girl, I heard. See, if you were listening to the right thing, you wouldn't have heard what you heard. You got to turn off some of that other stuff and listen to that which is good. It's a personal challenge, a personal challenge. Amen. John 10, 3 to 5 says, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will follow him, for they know the voice. They do not know the voice of the stranger. Jesus, people know his voice. He know the voice. And I've witnessed that myself. That may sound strange, but Jesus was talking to shepherds. He's talking about what shepherds do. You may have never seen that, but I've seen it. I was overseas in the area where they had shepherds, and they were keeping sheep, and they had flocks of sheep. And I watch them sometimes, they're walking down the side of the road. One shepherd have a whole bunch of sheep behind him, another shepherd on the other side walking behind. And occasionally they will stop and talk to each other.
Yes, sir.
And the sheep will intermingle. Mm-hmm. Amen. But when they got ready to go, the one shepherd called his sheep, the other shepherd called his sheep, and guess what? They all followed.
Amen.
Because they knew their voice. You ought to know the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd is Jesus, and you ought to know his voice. But you can't hear his voice if you're not hearing, if you do not have hearing ears. And do I have somebody?
All right.
This is a challenge to hear. It's a challenge to listen. To listen, amen. Now, the challenge is not just to the seven churches of Asia, but it's also to the local church of the 21st century. They had their issues, they had their situation, but the 21st century church has its issues and situations also. And Jesus is still saying, he who has an ear, let him hear. There is a message to those who overcome. There is a message in each of these letters. There is a message in each of these things that he was talking to the church. There's a message. There is a message to us. But if you're going to hear the message, you have to hear. You have to listen. You have to have hearing ears. Amen. As I survey the room, I wonder how many have hearing ears. How many have hearing ears? As I survey the room, I wonder how many are listening. How many are listening? Amen. Amen. One of the things I used to do, it was a joy for me. I don't know if it was a joy for my family, but it was a joy for me when I was pastoring in the small town of Hondo. Amen. And one of the joys was the commute. And they may not think it was they may not think it was a joy on the commute. I had a good time on the commute, especially coming back from church, because I have all of them in the van with me, my family, and sometimes some visitors with me. Amen. And I get probably about two blocks from the church on the way home. I said, "So what did the preacher preach about?" And in the 30, 40 minute drive home, they all trying to figure out. Amen. Just got out of y'all don't laugh at them, because if I ask some of y'all, as soon as I get out of the church, what did the preacher preach about? Pastor, I gotta go. We need to have hearing ears. We need to have hearing ears. Come on, somebody. Can I get at least an amen on the hearing ears? It's a challenge for us to have hearing ears to listen with our ears. And our ears are unlike our eyes. Our eyes have eyelids. Our ears have no lids. That means they are to remain open. Hello, somebody. Can I ask you a question? How long has it been since you had your hearing checked? Amen. Now, when I mean having your hearing checked, now I know, and I'm not talking about you going to the doctor and saying, "Well, doctor, I'm having problems hearing. I need adjustment hearing aids." Those of you hearing, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about your listening. We have our hearing checked, but when have you gotten your listening checked? You don't have to say amen. Just say ouch. Too many of us are walking around and we can't hear. We can't hear. Either we've grown deaf or we've turned the voice of God off. Yeah. Oh, it's getting quiet now. We need to open our ears and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. Amen. I guess it was Tata Vega. Was it Tata Vega came out with a song that says, "God's trying to tell you something." Amen. God is trying to tell you something. You are here not by accident or by coincidence, but by divine providence. You are here because God has a message for you. Amen. Some of you don't even realize that you decided that, "Well, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there." Or sometimes you decide, "I'm just not going to go to church today." Or sometimes, "Well, I guess I need to go today." And you are here because God has a message for you. It's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. You were here because God had, and you ought to come every Sunday expecting to hear a message from God. And you don't have to wait till Sunday. Amen. Sometimes God's speaking to you all through the week, and when you get to church on Sunday, it confirms that what God has been speaking to you all week, if you've been listening. Anybody listening? So the challenge is to hear. The challenge is to hear. Amen. God has a message for you. God placed people and situations in your path. And sometimes he did it for a season just so you will get to hear that which he is saying. Sometimes God would just put you in a situation where you just over in your... I'm going to say it like this. Sometimes God will place you in a situation that even in your nosiness... you will hear something that he needs you to hear. Amen. Because some of us, we don't hear well unless we are being what? No. Oh, I didn't say that. See, you said that. But we need to hear. We need to hear. We need to hear what's going on. So the challenge here, the challenge I'm giving you today, the challenge is to hear, and the challenge is also to wake up. Amen. The challenge in our society is to wake up, and they tell you to not only wake up, but stay woke. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. In other words, be conscious of the things that are happening around us. Amen. See, there's this saying called dog whistles. Dog whistles. Amen. Too many dog whistles being blown. And what a dog whistle is, it's a type of communication that sends out a message that the general population will take a certain way, but a certain group of people who are in the know, they really know what it means. It's a secret intended message, amen. In other words, they putting out these messages, and it may sound like nothing to you, but it's something to them, amen. We got to pay attention to those things too. Because somebody been trying to play a game when you won't even know you've been played. Amen. Because a lot of time it involves cold words. Cold words, amen. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about, cold words, right? Y'all remember when you thought your kids wasn't as smart as they were? And you were trying to talk in cold words. Till they said, "Mama, I know what you're talking about." And you trying to talk in cold words, amen. Those are dog whistles, amen. A lot of politicians use those things. What am I trying to say? You have to listen closely to the message that's being delivered. Can I say that again? You have to listen closely to the message that's being delivered, because Satan is the same way. He will try to deceive you. He will talk out of both sides of his mouth. He will give you things, amen, to implant in your mind, amen, that has nothing to do with God. I wish I had somebody. So Jesus is instructing us and challenging us to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. A challenge to hear is a challenge to live by faith. You hear what I said? A challenge to hear is a challenge to live by faith. Romans 10 and 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God wants you to listen to what he's saying. Church, amen. There are things happening even in our own local church that you may be oblivious to, or you are contributing to, because you're not listening to what God has to say. God is trying to tell you, you need to quit worrying about all these petty things and worried about what's going on around about yourself. But God's saying, the Spirit's letting you know you need to listen to what God is trying to tell you about being together in Christ. About loving one another, about sharing one another, about supporting one another, about amen. Come on, somebody. Even your church, you ought to be talking about your church, supporting your church. Amen. Amen. I have reservations about those who say they belong to your church and never say anything positive about their church. Don't support it. Don't go out and tell them, amen. Don't invite anybody. Amen, amen, amen. You know, some of you, oh wow. Spirit's just working with me. And I'm sitting there saying, I don't want to say that. And the Spirit said, "He who has an ear, let him hear." Some of y'all never invited people to your house because you don't want people to see what your house look like. Hello? And maybe that's why you don't invite people to your church. Amen? Because you don't like what your church look like. Well, just like your house, amen, if you... You just swept up a little bit and straighten up a little bit. Amen. It'll be worthy for you to invite folks to. Just like your church, amen, if you come and do what you're supposed to do, amen, and sweep up a little bit... Come on, somebody. That's not even what I was preaching about. I don't even know where that came from. I need to quit right now. God wants you to listen to what he's saying. We need to turn off the noise of this world and start listening closely to that still, small voice of Jesus. Am I right about it? Can anybody hear the voice of Jesus talking to you? That voice of Jesus, that spirit that he placed in you. Everybody has a spirit in you, and the Spirit lets you know that wasn't really right. You know you shouldn't all have said that. You shouldn't all have gone that way. Amen. It's the Spirit lets you know, amen, you ought to make that right. And instead of ignoring the Spirit, you ought to listen to the Spirit. He who has an ear, let him hear. His voice is in that trial or tribulation that you will soon overcome. Because he said, he who overcomes shall receive a blessing. I have a blessing. I have a breakthrough. I have a victory. But first I may have to go through something. Amen. And when I go through something, it's God trying to tell me something. It's God trying to whisper in my ear and get my attention. Sometimes you may go through something, but if you understand that God is trying to talk to you and you will stop and pay attention, God will get you through and your breakthrough will be on the other side. I wish I had somebody. God's whispering to you. He's trying to let you know, if you just listen to the Spirit, he's trying to tell you something. You shall not die, but you shall live. You shall not lose, but you shall win. You shall not be defeated. You shall not be in despair. Listen to what God is trying to tell you. Anybody hear God's voice? He's trying to tell you something even right now. Blessed is he who has an ear of the person and is awakened by the Spirit of God. Blessed is the one who's listening. Amen. I'm trying to tell somebody something right now. Instead of you going trying to figure out what's the worst in something, you need to figure out what's the best in something. Amen. Come on, somebody. Everything doesn't always work out the way you want it to work out. But if you just listen to the voice of God, he'll let you know that I got you. He'll let you know that I have a blessing for you. He'll let you know that I have a breakthrough for you. He'll let you know that if you just be patient and wait on me, your change is about to come. Your breakthrough is about to come through. Your spirit is about to be raised, and he's about to put some favor on you that nobody can take off of you. He's about to put you in a situation that's going to expose you, amen, to the many blessings that God has for you. But even when it exposes you to blessings, it's going to expose you also to the devil who's going to try to criticize you. But don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to this world. Don't listen to those who try to put you down. Don't listen to those who try to make something out of nothing. You listen to the voice of God, because he's trying to tell you something. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? I used to hear this saying, making a mountain out of a molehill. Y'all know what that means, right? You know the best way to make a mountain out of a molehill is add dirt on it. If you stop listening to all the dirt, nobody can make a mountain out of a molehill. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. Ask your grandma when you get home. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I'm ready to bless you. If you have an ear to listen, I will bless you. Jesus said, you will destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I will raise it up again. He who has an ear, let him hear. Jesus said, you may talk about me. You might criticize me. You may try to put me to death, but I'm here to let you know that I give him my life. You can't take it. And those who I have in the palm of my hand, you can't take them out. Those whom I release shall be released. But those who I have hold on, you can't take them out. And if my people believe in my word, everyone that they release shall be released. Everything that they cast out shall be cast out. But all those things that they pray for, that they take hold of, nobody would ever be able to take it from them. He that has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear what Jesus is saying to you. He's saying, keep on going. Keep holding on. I got you. Just hold on and don't let go. Keep holding on and listen to my voice. If whatever you're going through, keep your eye on the prize. Keep looking ahead, because Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm right here. Keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. Yeah. Keep on going. He who has an ear, let him hear. I heard the songwriter say, I can hear my Savior calling in the tenderest of sense calling. On the ear, these words are falling. Take my cross and follow me. Can you hear him say, follow me? Can you hear him say, come unto me, him who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Stop worrying. He said, cast your care upon me, and I will bless you. Is there anybody here know what I'm talking about? Somebody ought to say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I can hear the voice of Jesus telling me, servant, keep on going. I can hear the voice of Jesus saying, do well, and I will bless you. Is there anybody here? No, she's all right. Any all right? Any all right? Any all right? I can hear Jesus saying, when they nailed him on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I can hear him say, when they're about to pierce him inside, he said, it's finished, it's over. And they placed him in a borrowed tomb. That he stayed there all night, Friday night, all day, Saturday, all night, Saturday night. But early, early Sunday morning, I can hear Jesus saying, death, you can't hold me. Grave, where is our victory? Death, where is our sting? I can hear him say, I'm going up to be with God, to sit at the right hand of God the Father. And one day, he said, you need to listen, because the voice of an angel, the mighty archangel, is going to sound like a trumpet. It's going to call my name. And everybody that's been listening, he's going to say, come on home. And get your reward. Am I right about it? Listen, I'm through. But somebody needs to listen to Jesus. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to you. The Spirit is telling you, you need to be more involved. The Spirit tell me you need to be more, amen, you need to be more trusting, more faithful, more loyal, more committed, more dedicated to God. And he's giving you the opportunity every day. He's giving you the opportunity. But he said, first you have to hear. You have to hear. You have to hear. You got to listen. Amen. And it's more than just hearing. You got to listen. Because when you listen, you're taking in and you're paying attention. Amen. And he doesn't want you to harden your heart. Amen. Because I'm going to say this, and then I'm through. Because I can hear my daddy talk me now sometimes. He said, you know, the reason why you don't hear things, the reason why you don't, can't come in, because you're hard-headed. He's love saying, because you're hard-headed. But he didn't stop there. He said, you know the hard head makes, right? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all don't have a clue, but you ask the ones and say, uh-huh, I know what he's talking about. You just need to listen. Maybe you're here today and God spoke to you and said, listen, listen, listen. There is something about to happen in your life. There's something, there's a change that's about to take place in your life. But before you receive it, you have to fully listen to what I'm telling you and accept me wholeheartedly. Some of us say, think we accepted Jesus, but we never really did because we never made him Lord. We say we accept him, but did you make him Lord? Lord means he is the one in charge. He is the owner. He's the one you answer to. But you got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here, you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can come right now. Maybe you're here and you just need to rededicate your life to Christ. We have decision counselors here. You can make a decision right now. Somebody needs to make a decision right now to come to Jesus. somebody needs to make a decision. Maybe you need a church home and you've been going around trying to